Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Well, well, bloody well. This episode is only with the glorious Poppy Hillstead, podcaster, writer, actor and teacher. To me, that there's types of chickens called a frazzle, a frizzle and a sizzle. I fucking know. You are about to have a right blooming giggle, lads. You're welcome. Tell every twit you know and me about the Hoovering podcast, will you? Thank you. That's the biggest favour you can do me. Also, if you've got more favours in the tank, you're thinking, wow, that's a tiny favour. That one's too easy. Then another one I'd love is subscribing to the podcast and leaving it a 5-star review. Thank you. If you're like, no, I've got more. I've got even more than that. I've got sweet, sweet, sweet spare cash. Then I'd love it if you fancied becoming a patron. Go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod and I will swap things like guest recipes, exclusive content and discount tickets to live shows for your hard-earned between £2 and more a month. It's the last few chances to drop by my new material night in Camden. It's called Honer's Club. This year, the only dates left are next two Mondays, the 22nd and 29th of November. Yum, yum, yum. I've had some amazing friends come and join me at it. At the time of recording this week, we had Sarah Pascoe and Deborah Francis-White. It was really fun. And I've got a bunch of dates in the diary for next year that are going to be out very soon as well. Come on down to one of these next two. Links to where to get tickets are, as ever, in the podcast notes, along with links to everything interesting that Poppy and I mention in the podcast ahead of you imminently. So, Poppy and me met for lunch. We'd both been to our dear, brilliant mate, funny woman Amy Gledhill, a former guest on here. We'd been to her surprise birthday drinks the night before this recording. And despite the fact that I had only been able to go because of childcare for 2 tiny hours, I'd managed to somehow still get shit-faced. I am a booze-weed these days. So we both had tender heads, shall we say, and we dragged them to an absolutely lush Japanese restaurant in London Bridge called Wawa. Poppy had told me she loved Japanese food, so I chose it based on the fact that it had really exceptional reviews regards the food. So our expectations were high, and what was delivered met and then raised and then smashed the roof off those expectations. God, we ate so much. It was absolutely joyful.
I want a ramen noodle miso soup base with... What are you going to get? Are you going to get one of those?
I think I will.
Yeah, the options are slow cooked pork, teriyaki chicken, chili beef or salmon, or vegetable tempura. God, fuck, I love everything there.
I do.
And I really want some sushi as well, do you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Great.
Let's go mental.
Yeah, let's have
mental.
A bit of everything.
This is how the podcast starts.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Straight
we're
into it.
We're in a...
Yeah.
Highly recommended place called Wawa.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say it.
Wawa. Yeah, I reckon so.
Oh, Wawa.
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 Let me think of it.
It's Wawa. Wawa.
Wawa.
Wawa.
Yeah.
We can ask the waiter in a minute, can't we? She'll know.
I thought if you put wah in front of something in Japanese, it made it evil. Do you know that?
No.
Like, you know Mario?
Yeah.
Do you know the bad
version
of Wario? That's bad Mario. Is your mind blown? My Japanese skills.
Do you know other Japanese things?
I do. I can say some very offensive words. That I say to Yuriko Katani sometimes.
Do you? I love Yuriko Katani, but did she teach you these swears?
No, she didn't want me to say them.
Well, then say them. I've recently hoovered with her.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Where did she go?
We went for donuts in Greenwich Market.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
We had a Vietnamese coffee flavoured donut.
Oh my God.
It was really exciting.
That is exciting.
But tell me the Japanese insulting.
Shall I whisper it into the microphone? Okay, manko.
Yeah.
Means cunt. But it's like worse than cunt. It's like...
Worse than cunt?
Yeah. It's like...
So if you
hell.
Call someone manko,
they'll just be like, oh. Like, I say to Yuriko sometimes, like, oh, oishi manko, which literally means, like, yummy. For no reason. I'm really sorry, Yuriko. And she's just like,
Can you stop? Can you please stop?
Why am I doing that?
I love
that
as well, and that is pretty much the only Japanese you speak, is it?
Yeah, I can
say. Where did you learn that?
Porn, no. No, it wasn't. It wouldn't. I don't know.
Right.
It might have been porn. No, it isn't porn.
Okay, right. Yeah, Evil, the name of the restaurant is, and it's Japanese food.
Yeah.
Is there anything you particularly... Should we just get like a bunch of things? What sushi do we get? I like everything.
I like everything as well.
I want to get some pickles off that list.
Yeah.
That's the tiny thing there.
What about some tempura? Tempura.
I like tempura. I'll get tempura anything.
Yeah. Should we go for... Do you like prawn tempura?
Yes, let's get prawn
let's
tempura.
Let's do that. I like yakitori as well, that's good.
They're stuff on sticks, aren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah. Yeah. I like gyoza, do you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It's fucking mental.
Okay. Right, we're getting vegetable gyoza, okay?
Yeah.
Pickles.
Yeah.
Prawn tempura.
Yeah.
And what sushi? The set.
This is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. That's probably... That's some...
We could tell.
I mean, we're not having cocktails, so we haven't gone ridiculous.
Yeah,
there's some other sushi
yeah.
if we wanted to just get small bits.
Yeah, let's... Should get a little set of them. You can get
yeah,
set,
I think we should just get a little
a
set so that we can try the
sushi,
thing. These are the sets.
I never know what to.
Maybe we ask the lady what to.
Yeah.
Ooh, what?
What else do I know? I know a chin chin. That's like a penis.
Oh, the way you cupped your hand, listeners, made me think you were going to talk about
balls.
A testicle. Yeah.
Oh, what a ball.
But very small balls.
Yeah, tiny.
You really cupped your hand small. You really were a tiny penis.
Very. It's like a chin chin.
Yeah.
It's a very small penis. I think
it's
a child's
it
penis.
It sounds like
sorry.
You're talking about a chin and a chin.
Yeah, two
but
chins.
Actually, you're talking about a little dick.
A little dick. Or you,
got it.
Inkei right. is just penis.
Great.
Let me think what else.
Have you been to Japan?
I have, yeah.
And what was the context of your trip to Japan?
To go for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right, holidays, travels.
Holiday, that's it.
Is it a travelling or a holiday? And I don't know what the difference is really, but did you go alone?
No, I went with pals.
Pals?
Yeah.
Several? A few?
There was 3 of us.
Great.
Hold on, there was 4 of us, yeah. It was very,
and
very,
are you
very
all,
good.
And are you omnivorous? Do you eat everything?
I eat everything. Well, yeah. kind of. So, growing up, kind of veggie.
Right.
Pretty veggie for the whole...
Parents did that, or you did that?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. God, my brain's not functioning.
It's okay, take your time.
Let me have a think for an hour. Right, what happened? I don't know. Bad stepdad. Yeah. It was just like, I want us to be veggie. So we were like, oh, okay. Like, vegetarianism isn't bad.
No, I was going to say that. I hope that wasn't what the only thing that made... I think that wasn't what made him bad.
My mum will listen to this and just be like, yeah, bad stepdad. But yeah, there's fine. But yeah,
is he still his stepdad?
Yeah.
Great. Absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovely.
You can put this clip
And
out.
I love the fact that he's still your stepdad.
But he's still a bad one.
But your mum will listen to this and go, fair play.
Fair play, yeah.
Shit choice.
Yeah.
Sticking with it.
So like, veggie, like, growing up.
Yeah.
And then I just never got used to like any... I'm not really used to meat very much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like fish. I don't understand beef at all. I don't get it.
Well, what it is a dead cow.
Yeah.
You cook and
but
eat.
How
yeah.
did it get... Why is it like that? Why is it all like... Why is it dry sometimes? Maybe I just like
that's
bad
badly
beef.
Cooked. That's just really badly cooked beef. Why is it so dry? I don't know how to describe to you the texture of the flesh of a cow. It's when it's good, it's amazing. It shouldn't be dry. Do you mean jerky?
I like all I've said just then is just I've had a bad bit of beef, but done it in the longest way possible.
It's a really overcooked roast beef. Why would people want that? Also, a dry burger's a bad burger.
Yeah,
those things shouldn't be dry.
They shouldn't. No. I watched Holly, our agent, eat a burger last night.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was like two burgers in... Like a big burger.
It was a Big Mac.
Yeah.
It was a Big Mac, famous burger called a Big Mac.
I was watching her and I was just like, yeah, I'm trying to understand what, I don't get it.
And what did you have from, what do you get? Do you always have the same thing if you have McDonald's?
I had chicken nugget meal.
Oh, sweet. Not selects, just nuggets.
I go for selects sometimes, but it's quite intense, the selects.
Intense.
It hurts my mouth, do you know what I mean? Because they're
no,
so crispy.
I don't. They're so soft.
Yeah, no, they're crispy to
what?
Me.
I'm worried about this tempura that you've got coming. Thank you.
I'm going to end up bleeding.
Yeah,
bleeding
because
now.
You've previously found a nugget too jaggy. Like an actual rock.
The actual like little chicken nuggets, they're fine for me.
Right.
You just go in.
Is it a spice issue? Because when my kid was tiny,
yeah.
I passed him a chicken select once.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? Like I'd given him a fresh hot chili.
I mean, that's mental. They're not spicy.
They're not spicy.
No.
I know people who find things with a bit of pepper on too spicy.
Oh, really? Yeah. I love spice.
Great, me
Have
too.
Have you seen Hot Ones?
Talk to me about Hot Ones.
Hot Ones is a YouTube
I'm useless at knowing good things on YouTube. Educate me.
I'll send you some. So they've got all the... So there's this guy, he's great. And then they get really, like, famous, like, people on, like... Will Ferrell, that's the only one I can think of.
Great.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, right.
And they've got wings lined up and they have the hot sauces and they go hotter and hotter and hotter. So they're like, people go mental because you take a bite, go on to the next stage, take a bite, and he's asking them questions and they start losing their minds because they're so fucking spicy. And I'd eat all of them. That'd
would
be
you?
Fine, yeah. I love spice.
We should have. Maybe we'll do a part two where we go somewhere seriously spicy.
Do a hot
wings. I haven't done that.
Yeah.
On this.
We can get hot wings from...
There are specialist places, aren't there? I feel like there used to be somewhere in Edinburgh, but it was during a vegetarian era. Flip and flop.
You flip and flop. I do as well.
I have fat phases where I really want, and I'm in one at the moment where I want to be omnivorous. I don't know. It's affected definitely by hormones.
Yeah.
By there's loads of stuff I don't understand about why sometimes I really want to eat meat and other times I don't. I go through years of not wanting meat at all. I kind of always want to be pescatarian, at least, I think, in my heart of hearts. But I don't need to.
Yeah.
But at the moment, I feel like if I go for like a week without eating meat, I fucking miss it and start fantasising about it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
A little burger spinning around your
head. Well, it's not burgers, actually. It'll be like chicken or something.
Burger.
Or like something like fucking amazing pork belly and something like this.
Nice.
Like,
that's good. I like meat, like... Pork. I like pheasant. I tried pheasant once and I was like, okay.
Had a great time.
Yeah, really good time. Let me check.
I don't know if I've... Just having a look. Oh. If you... Do you,
I don't know if I've ever eaten a pheasant.
Haven't you?
Was it really gamey?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I just spoke for you, were you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were going to be better than me at it.
I don't know.
Those pickles look amazing. I'm going to take a pickle.
I like this yellow one.
Have you had it before?
Yeah, this is how good I am.
I can't wait to try yellow. I like the one that looks a bit...
This is the yellow one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
What were you saying before? Oh, yeah, about how you go through meat.
Yeah, meat phases. I'm going to go, first of all, the one that looks like a gherkin.
I'm going to go for yellow one straight away, because I'm used to it.
Oh, it's so fresh and nice, that.
Oh, shit, sorry. I just bashed. You bashed our audience in the face with my chops.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, I love how salty these pickles are.
It smells
are.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a mental breakdown.
Gonna do
the best thing ever. This is the best podcast ever.
Yeah, just having lunch.
Yeah.
Just talking about the lunch.
It's just so good.
I'm going to try the yellow one. What happened there? Did I do that?
No, I think it was my headphones.
Oh.
Sorry, audience.
Is everything all right?
It's very on edge episode for me so far.
Yeah. Where's she gone? Bend it over.
What did you try, Dan?
I've tried all three now.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yellow.
Yeah.
You can really taste what vegetable that is. What is it? Do you think it's one of those long vegetables?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, so good. Thank you.
Do you want to start cooking your ramen now?
We could probably have a minute, actually, if that's okay. Yeah. Just chill with this.
Oh, God.
I'm so hungry.
I'm going to cry. Should we do it?
Yeah, what's your favourite pickle?
Well, I like that yellow, the long vegetable.
It was actually weirdly my least favourite.
Is it?
I like these ones that look like bits of octopus most.
I think
they're not. They're another vegetable, aren't they?
I think
they're
a type of mushroom.
Plum?
Let me try.
Are you serious?
No, I've lied.
That's not a plum. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yes. What?
Jesus Christ. So good.
Yeah, we are going to be... We will be going to be full at the end of this.
I bet your listeners get well hungry.
Okay, so what we've got here is prawn tempura.
Yeah.
Gyoza. A mixed set of sushi that looks fucking amazing. Gyoza, vegetable gyoza, and some prawn tempura.
Oh my good God.
I love all those pickles, but the yellow's my least favourite. You can have all the yellow.
I love all the yellow.
I'm having
a
prawn
green.
Tempura now. Okay. And I'm dipping it in that. Is that sense what you're meant to do? Big
do
vinegary sauce.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry, I bished your macro.
Right.
Mmm.
Can't get up right now.
Oh, God, it's really good.
Oh.
Mmm.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
Fuck.
That is delicious. So light and crispy.
Do other guests kind of like talk through their eating? On it,
yeah,
like,
I mean, I suppose we sort of got to a bit.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I'm not very articulate.
I'm not very good at saying about food.
No, when I just called that vegetable, do you think that's the long one? I think what I meant was there's like a radishy thing that I'm trying to think of.
It looks like a gone wrong lemon. That is definitely not a lemon.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we've got tempura. Yeah, gyoza. Oh, that's, God, we've got
that's the nicest prawn tempura I've ever had.
It's really good.
I think
that's
the
nicest I've ever had.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You've got really strong feelings about ketchup.
Oh, yeah. How do you know that?
You told me.
Oh, yeah.
I should have pretended I could just tell.
Wow, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. the ketchup thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever actually had it.
What?
Yeah, it's hot.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's really weird.
The idea of it is so upsetting to you. You don't need to taste it to know that you'd hate it.
There's a smell.
Right.
There's something really bad about it that I can't put my finger on. But,
That's so weird. Do you hate tomatoes?
No, I like them.
I like them.
It's confusing. It's like at school, I remember Kirsty. She was like, she's going to do a prank on me.
Ooh.
Which she thought was a bit funny. Which was to put a little bit of ketchup on her hand and go like, oh, pleased to meet you, and shake my hand. And she did that. Then I was instantly sick in a bin.
Oh no.
Yeah. And then she was like, oh my god, I'm really sorry. And everyone was like, Poppy's actually like freaked out by it. And then the smell, I feel like it just stayed on my hand for like about 2 weeks.
No.
I know.
There must be something in it that you're like...
Something, I reckon it's because like, I think when I was growing up, my mum fed me a lot of those, you know, those tomato hoop things. Those make me feel not right.
Similar vibes. Yeah. It's like a metallic...
Yeah.
Metal and sugar added to a tomato sauce, like a reprocessed tomato sauce.
I think this is it. This is the ish.
And when you describe it like that, you can understand why anyone wouldn't like it.
Yeah. I think that's what happened, so...
Gyoza are amazing as well.
Oh, my God. I'm still on this. I'm the slowest eater on the planet.
I'm going to try so hard not to eat everything while you're eating.
No, go for it. Because I'm shit. I'll just, like... It'll be, like, 4 hours on this. Just eating one tempura.
So what the doctor ordered.
But ketchup. Yeah, I think it stemmed from being overfed hoops.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, I'll speak to my counsellor about it. Bring
okay,
it
fine. Yeah. I love it that hoops have come up in therapy.
Hoops have come up, yeah. I've been overfed them. Yeah, the thing is, I like beans.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, beans.
Well, fine. That is jarring news. But that's... After everything you've just said. What a U-turn.
Don't know what's happening. Yeah. They're fine. They don't taste... The sauce in that isn't the same as the hoop sauce.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's not as glowing an orange.
No, it isn't. Yeah. And I like beans. Like,
right.
Yeah.
The sauce for the gyoza is like soy, but with spiked with a load of chili dust. That's fucking great.
Oh, my God.
Right up our Strasser's. It gives you the perfect like afterburn. I've got that thing with like the, just on the inside of my lip.
It's tingle.
Tiny tingle.
Lovely. Yeah, that is so nice.
Oh, amazing. Amazing scenes.
I'm glad I'm not a food critic, because I'd just be like, if you'd look at my column, it'd just be like, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Love
yeah,
it.
Like that.
Yeah, where's this whole podcast? I've wrangled 4 years of me going, oh yeah, that's good. Oh, I like that one. Oh, you tried that one. I like that one.
When I heard you discussing the restaurants you've been in last night, I was like, oh, Jess is one of them people that know stuff, like. And I was like, I'm always like in awe of like foodie people. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if I count as a foodie person, but
you know when you like something.
Yeah.
I don't know when I like something. I like this.
Yeah. But you don't like hoops and you do like beans.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's all that's my big nose. Those are my hard like nose.
Hard nose.
Yeah. Yeah. Then there's some soft nose in the middle.
Right.
I'm trying to think what's the kind of soft nose. What boundary can be pushed for me?
Oh god.
Maybe I don't know. Oh, I don't like falafel. I don't like it. It's too dry.
I think that's interesting then, because I think like supermarket falafel is a fucking abomination.
Is it? I don't know if I've had that. I don't know what falafel I've had when I've
had it. Yeah. I now want not only to do another episode of you where we get the hottest wings it's possible to get, or just go somewhere and get chillily challenged together, but also there's a Lebanese place in Catford called Feyrouz where I wonder if, or actually the factory, where I wonder if I could change your mind about falafel.
Pushing my boundary, trying
fresh,
it out.
Like a freshly made.
Yeah.
But there's quite often, I've had some amazing falafel that I wonder if it might change your mind if the problem is the dryness.
Yeah, I think takers will do it.
Because if they're just like, just been rolled, like and mixed, like, and then fried.
Yeah.
They should be so light and juicy. You should still... They need to be fresh to be good.
Yeah.
If you can still basically taste the hot fat inside.
See, you know stuff. I don't know any of this.
Stuff?
Yeah.
I think I've just eaten a lot.
I'd eat a coaster and someone would be like, oh, is that nice? I'd be like, yeah, it's delish.
Well, that's great, though. Yeah. Me too. Like, I think that's a great way to be, that or we're not, like fussy about shit.
I know, but, like, I don't know. So I feel like my tongue is just like, it doesn't have many taste buds. I feel like it just has two.
Is that from
hoops?
Like, a childhood hoop? We're back to the hoop trauma.
back in therapy about the hoops.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I sometimes feel like a misspent youth means I don't have the most refined palate.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Nothing's going on there.
Yep. A lot of sort of numbing behaviour happened in my...
Do you know, like,
teens and early 20s.
I think my tongue's been numbed out from that.
Yeah.
Got
smoking is why I smoked for a long time.
Oh, really? I've never had... I've gone through bits of smoking, but it hasn't made any difference.
Have you ever had a patch where you... Have you ever had a food that you hated that you grew into loving?
Olives.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Bit of olive, like
that makes sense. It's such a big flavour.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hated them, and then one day was like,
people
again,
call them the devil's grape, don't they?
Devil, do they?
Yeah,
the devil's grape. Oh, I just like popped one in my mouth one day, and I was like, shit, okay. I don't know what's going on here.
Almost sexy that response.
Yeah.
Puffy.
Shit.
Okay. Here she is.
Pushing my boundary with an olive.
Salty.
Testing it out.
Tangy.
Okay.
A little bit hard, a little bit soft. Okay.
Okay, there's a stone in here. Okay.
I'm handling it. Okay. Was she green or was she black?
Green.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah.
When they're good, they're so good.
Yeah, they're really good. Shit.
I like them as a kid,
olive.
Even.
We should do an olive episode.
We're going to need to do so many more episodes of this. She told me she liked Japanese food, and it turns out she's into all... I'm eating this, I'm sorry.
That's fine. Do you hear all my stuff just dropped?
Yeah, feel free to get it. I don't want you to stress about it. Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm the worst podcast host ever. There were 5 tempura and I've just eaten the contentious fifth one.
I'm
so hungry and
I'm
it's so delicious.
Slow and shit.
That batters.
I'll have that, shall I?
Fucking lush. Yeah, you have that for sure.
I'll have that. Yeah, I think my 2 taste buds has come from only eating lentils growing up for a long while.
That's
chips. That's about
lentils and hoops.
Yeah, lentils, hoops and chips. I think my mum didn't really know how to make stuff.
Mm.
She's a renowned, like, in her family, as in, like, her brothers and sisters, say that she's a terrible cook.
Right.
I don't think so.
Right.
But they're traumatised because of a trifle incident.
Oh, talk to me about the trifle incident, if your mum won't mind, and it's not a family secret.
My mum brought home a trifle that she'd made in secondary school.
Oh, God.
Went to dig into it with, you know, a spoon or a ladle, and there was hair.
No.
Hair in it.
A lot of hair?
Yeah, apparently. I don't know if she was just shedded into it. I don't really know what happened. But it traumatised all my aunties and uncles. They always go on about mum's hairy trifle, which is a horrible phrase.
It's such a grim sentence, isn't it?
It's horrible because...
Mum's hairy trifle.
Yeah, because one...
It does sound like a bad horror film. It sounds rude. It does sound rude.
There's layers of weirdness to it. There's a weird... You know, yeah. minge element.
Yes, a minge.
Under the minge element, there's the actual
undertones
stories.
Of minge.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Under that, there's like the actual real story, which is horrible with the hair. Why? It's never been explained.
No.
But then my uncle.
Does she not know where the hair came from?
She's never said, like, where.
Do you think she was pranked? Do you think she was a prank? Like that monster that pranked you with the ketchup. Do you think she had a friend like that who just chopped a bit of the hair off into her trifle?
She might have done. Mum's pranked me before with food and it's put
what?
Me off it. Yeah.
Your mum pranks you with... You've got a much more fun mum than you. But then mine never brought home a hair of trifle. What pranks has your mum done on you with food?
Oh, yeah, it was bad. She, I just was like, you know, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
Came down, put my... I was eating my cornflakes. And by the way, I'd already been pre-traumatized with cornflakes because one day I came down and I was eating it and I was like, Mum, it tastes weird. And she was like, no, you have to eat it all. And then she realized that the milk had been gone for a long, long time.
No.
Yeah. So I
was sick.
No, I just was like, I told you so. Like that.
Oh,
it was very dramatic.
No. That's awful. That's the worst.
That's bad. And then,
Mum's
gonna kill me. Yes. And then a prank was while I was eating my cornflakes. There's just a massive bit of lettuce in the bottom. Cheeky mum.
Trying to get your greens in you, one way or another.
Just one big dirty leaf at the bottom.
Ice cream.
I think so.
Yeah,
iceberg. Yeah.
Probably
wow.
Ron, I don't really
know.
Watery iceberg.
And
that's
then
a great prank.
There was I've just realised the other she's gonna hate me for saying this. So
it's amazing. Thank you so much.
Your ramen has been made by
amazing.
Oh, nice. Thank
great.
You. When I was at school, she used to make me really shit packed lunches, like really bad. Like I'd open the box and there'd just be like, you know, one of those like variety packets of cereal.
Yeah. Just in your lunchbox.
Yeah, just that.
What to just nibble dry?
Yeah.
Like a crisp.
Yeah,
like a
I don't
sweet
know what,
crisp.
Yeah. I don't know what's
That's
happening.
Horrible.
It sounds like child neglect and it probably is, but it's also I think my mum's stressed. So don't worry, Mum. Sorry. But
wow.
I went one day and there was a scone in there, right?
Yeah.
And turned it over, there's a bit of mould on it. It's actually bad. This sounds like I'm like from a Dickensian novel.
I can understand more a mouldy scone
than a variety
than
pack.
Than just a Kellogg's Crunchy Nut Cornflake packet.
Dry.
Unopened.
Not even
just
with the colourful box on.
Just to have drug.
Just the bag.
Oh no.
Yeah.
No.
Like it's a drug or something.
No. A pouch. I'm really worried that you're going to eat that gyoza with a tiny bit of old thing. It's got the tail
like
of a bit of tempura
so
prawn.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
I don't want that to spike you in
I
the throat.
I bet that really stressed you out watching that.
I was worried. I just didn't want you to hurt yourself.
No,
I'm going to put some soy sauce in this guy and have a bit of sushi.
Let's do it.
Oh, God. What do you think's what? That looks like sun-dried tomato, doesn't it?
There's a bit of avocado.
Tuna.
There's a bit of salmon here.
They're all salmon-y, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
But yeah, with my, with the scone, the dinner lady saw.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, God. And
I'm
so
poppy, I'm sorry.
They
something better.
So they went and got me a new lunch. Lovely. From the bakery. That's very nice.
Oh.
But then they wrote on a post-it note, we all spelt really, really wrong. We had to buy Poppy a new lunch as the scone had mould on it. And then they stuck it to my backpack. And
no. Why is your backpack? Why didn't they put it in the lunchbox?
So that
fuck's sake, just so that you get bullied for it and your mum never sees it.
No, my mum saw it and was like, oh my God, I'm the worst mum in the world.
Oh, no,
like
really
that.
Embarrassed.
And then my auntie took that took the post-it note and then for Christmas framed it. put Worst Mum in the World award around the around the side of the frame and gave my mum it back. It's still in the house.
That's
now.
That's really funny.
Poppy's scone's got mould on it.
Anything like that happens, the advice in modern times is own it.
Own it.
And that's what's happened there with your auntie and your mum.
I mean, my auntie kind of owned it. My mum was like, oh my God, I'll put this on the wall then. Like, fine. But...
Okay. Did have you got siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they have a similar experience?
What's mould and
yeah.
I think to be fair on my mum, this was a brief, stressful time for her. I'm trying to think. No, they've probably had similar stuff. There's a lot of fighting over food and stuff. Mm-hmm. There's another horrible incident I could tell you about.
Yeah, I'm into all it. Have some sushi first, because
yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to eat anything. Oh, the sun-dried tomato one is so nice. Never had sun-dried tomato in sushi before.
That's really good.
It's so good. That's really good.
Right.
Absolute sum out of 10. Mm. No, really like 10 out of 10 sushi here, guys. This place is fucking brilliant, isn't
it? It's really good. Oh, God, I can't breathe.
Shit. Do you like wasabi if you like hot things?
I'm not too keen on wasabi.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm weird.
I'll eat all of that then.
Yeah. I'll do a little smidgen.
I'm going for the salmon one. I really like the sun-dried tomato one, and it's salmon time.
Is this sun-dried tomato one?
Mm-hmm.
Right, cool. I've loved it. Whack it on there. I'm going to put a little bit of...
I think there might even be asparagus in the sun-dried tomato one.
Oh, really? Right, I'm just going
to... The salmon and avocado one is a touch.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them's got all different types of sesame seed on the outside that I just had, and I've just seen the other one.
Yeah,
it's got cucumber and maybe what crunchy onion on the outside, I think.
Possibly.
You tried that guy, didn't you?
Yeah.
It looks like coconut from here, but it can't be.
I can't remember that one. Again, my tea taste buds think it's just like, oh yeah, that's stuff on the edge of that.
Yeah, nice stuff on the edge.
Put that into my brain.
My
and
tea
I went,
taste
cool.
buds. Oh, lovely. When you were in... I do want to know your other story.
Oh, yeah.
And then remind me to ask you more about Japan and eating.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one cup.
But first, we can just have a minute and eat some stuff.
I've got a very small mouth.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Just that is funny?
I've got a small mouth.
It's got a really small mouth.
I thought
mouth.
I better tell the listeners. I'm sorry. So I can only,
it.
Like... I've got one bit of... sushi in my mouth and it's like I can't breathe.
Conversationally prohibitive.
Yeah,
I mean that's fine.
Okay.
I'm gonna pour us a little bit of icy water.
That's good. Yeah. Right.
Oh heaven. Oh my God.
Right.
Hold your horses.
Oh,
it's ramen time.
Great.
Look at that.
Thank you very
much.
Oh
my God. This is so amazing.
Oh my good God.
Get the fuck in.
Listeners.
Oh, listener.
You should... I wish you could smell through the mic.
This is fucking awesome.
Let me think. What was I going to say?
It was another family story.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it was a siblingsy one.
Oh, yes. I know what it was. So, my siblings, right, they... Hetty and Charlie, shout out.
Hey!
Hey. Came home, I was about 15, they were about, I don't know what age, younger than me. And they were fighting.
Oh, no.
They're fighting over bourbon biscuits, right?
Mm.
Back and forth, screaming, shouting. My sister Hetty said, Charlie's been a fucking piggy and he's hiding food in his room. Charlie was screaming, trying to get it back off her. And in a rage was like, right, if you're not going to give me bourbon biscuits because you eat them all, I'm going to take this watermelon. So he took a watermelon and then he ran up the stairs. And the stairs, for some reason, just go right into his bedroom. I don't really know why. It's a weird house. So he runs up the stairs, right? And my sister's like, that's not fucking fair. And like runs after him. And then I'm at the bottom of the stairs and she runs up, goes around the corner. And then she quickly comes running back down, like, oh, fuck, like that. And then I see the watermelon whiz past the top of the stairs. It bounces off her, what do you call it?
Is this a whole watermelon, by the way?
Yeah. It bounces off her weightlifting thing.
That oh, my dumbbell?
Brother, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, so that's quite loud. My sister's coming down the stairs like, like that, quick. My brother's took all his clothes off to his pants, right?
No.
And he picks up the watermelon at the top of the stairs.
No.
And he goes, who's the fucking piggy now? And then he throws the watermelon down. And it goes over me and my sister's head. And it smashes into the porch. And it smashes... It smashes everywhere, and there's watermelon like dripping from the ceiling, and the dogs run away. And then
I'm so glad no one died.
Nobody died, but me and my sister were in the kitchen recovering, and my mum came back, and she was like, "Who's ready for tea?" And then she was like, "Oh no!" Start crying because of it. That's a nice story.
Such a nice story.
This is a traumatising episode.
Such a nice story.
Do you like how I haven't even touched this yet? Because I've been banging on.
I love that. I am... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God. That soup is so good. Oh, fuck yes.
I'm literally shaking because it's so nice.
It's delicious. The salt in that. Jesus. Oh, my... Fucking happy.
See, you know when salt
so
and stuff.
Happy.
That's good.
That is. There's so much it's miso, miso, miso.
Yeah.
But there's also defo salt. I'm going to have a bit of salmon.
I'm going to have a bit. Right.
Oh my fucking God, this is perfect.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for coming. And I'm coming back here. I love it.
Let's do it.
I don't know if I told the story on my podcast yet. Sorry if you're listening and I've told you this, but I reminded myself of it, but my son did the most me thing. He does lots of me things when it comes to eating, basically just being fucking obsessed with it, but
yeah.
We had a lovely moment the other day where he was having porridge for breakfast, and normally he has elements of healthiness, like he'll have seeds and blueberries, but then a bit of jam.
He knew
there was some Biscoff in, so he went, instead of jam, can I have a Biscoff? And I was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Give it a go. Did it, mixed it all up, put the spoon in his mouth, and before he'd swallowed his first mouthful, he stopped, and the panic in his eyes. And I went, you're right. And he went, can I just quickly check I can have this again really soon? And I was like, yeah, you can.
That's so nice.
It's such a nice way to live. But I was like, that's 100%, I can't, I've had to train myself over 38 years to just enjoy what I'm eating while I'm eating it and not worry that I might not be allowed it again soon. It's like Bourbon Gate, isn't it? It's like, can I just check?
Please. I love that. You can't, he needs to
I think
be,
it must be
the
worst,
moment.
For him, the worst thing about being six is you don't get to control, you don't get to eat what you want when you want.
To him, you might go, just mid-bite, you might just go, you're never having that again.
Yeah, if I was a prankster.
Yeah, like my mum,
yeah.
Never having that again. Yeah, really.
I'm in my tummy.
Tell me when you try those noodles, because I've never had anything like it. It's almost a tiny bit sweet or something.
Yeah. Let me try and describe for them.
I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, I got a tiny bite of something almost sweet. What was the fuck was that?
They're nice and there's a firmness. Tastes like hoops without the sauce.
Yeah.
My fave.
Big, long, dangly, salty hoops without the sauce.
Without the horrible sauce. No, they're really nice. And there is a sweetness as well, yeah. I don't know what that is.
Seaweed, spinach. Do you know what this is because you've been to Japan? What these brown sticks are?
Let me eat them. Hold on. I think it's a pickled thing again. I wish Eureka was
That's the
it.
Sweetness.
Oh, is it?
It's coming from these.
Oh,
like
yeah, they're
brown
enough.
Sticks. What are they? Kind of turnipy thing or something?
I think it might be...
It's vegetable.
Eureka.
It's Eureka, right.
What is this? I think it's... I do know. I can picture something in my brain that same way it is. I think it's some
I'm
kind of...
I'm actually going to ask the lady.
Horse... chestnut, or maybe something like that. Ask the lady, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, when we get out, she's gone.
She's cool, she is. Like
she is so nice,
yeah,
isn't she?
She's proper nice.
Do you think she'd like to be our friend?
No, I think she's too cool.
Yeah.
She'd be your friend, I think she'd be scared by
no,
me.
No, I don't think she's... I don't think she wants to be my friend.
Oh, God. So we need to get our self-esteem up. I think we've got low self-esteem.
Yeah.
God, this is delish.
I'm really into it.
Japan, yeah.
Japan? When you're in Japan?
Yeah.
What was the most memorable thing you ate?
Mm.
Also, did you eat anything when it was still alive? And I only asked that because most of the people... I ask that question anyway sometimes.
Yeah.
And most of the people who've answered yes did it in Japan.
Really?
Before you text in or DM me to say I'm racist for implying...
Japanese people who are eating alive things all the time.
I didn't eat... nothing alive. I wouldn't be able to. If I see someone on YouTube or something trying to eat something alive, I'll switch it over.
Yeah.
It's like, no. Can't do it.
Made YouTube sound like the telly there as well. Have you got a Dubry? Have you got a remote control for YouTube? I just switch it over. I just change channel.
Just go to 4OD.
I'm straight on them. If I see someone eat something alive on YouTube, I'll flip over to Vimeo.
Flip it over.
I'm on Vimeo within a click.
I go to Channel 5.
Yeah.
Just watch some static for a bit.
Some really old cop dramas.
I've seen somebody like... Sometimes I watch mukbang, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do. I've learnt about that.
I like getting myself...
It's a Korean phenomenon, isn't it?
Yeah, I like getting myself hungry. By eating it.
That's
like
interesting.
Ritual, yeah.
So watching mukbang makes you hungry. That's so interesting.
But sometimes it makes me feel ill. So sometimes I watch... God, I'm not a healthy person when it comes to food. All these issues. Sometimes I watch... I watch a cookery video to get myself really hungry.
Yeah.
So that I can, like, proper enjoy.
That's a good shout.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, really filling, actually.
Wind yourself up. It's like foreplay, isn't it?
Yeah. The anticipation of the thing.
Yeah.
It's a really lovely idea that eating doesn't just include the eating bit. Excuse me. Oh, in a minute. Sorry. I'll interrupt somebody else that's getting their dinner. Perfect.
I just spat out a bit of salmon. I coughed it out.
It's fine.
No one can see
it. I didn't see it. It was such a tiny piece.
Just checking if it's stuck to the microphone. Oh, there's some white hairs on here. Whose is that?
I've got cats.
Ah. Just trying to go through all the comics in my head that have got some
It might be
hair.
Giles Brandreth's.
Giles Brandreth. Was he on here?
He's done this podcast, but a long time ago. So if so, it looks like I've collected that hair on purpose to clone him, which I would do because he's that lovely.
He's nice, isn't he?
Yeah,
he
is.
He's cool. Who would be your top guest on this?
I need to tell you the amazing thing Giles Brandreth did.
Oh, yeah, please tell me, yeah.
Again, don't know that I've ever confessed this on the podcast. So I did a hoovering with him.
Yeah.
I went to his amazing house.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a swimming pool. His grandkids were around having lessons, swimming lessons in his swimming pool.
Oh, my God.
It was so amazing. And anyway, he's lovely. But during the podcast, he said, because in the end question, which when we get to yours, you're allowed, it's a fantasy situation.
Mm.
And he invited a mermaid, right?
Oh, yeah.
To have this meal with him. And that in itself sounded a little bit saucy, right? And then once we'd finished recording, I was getting in my car, and this starts so badly, but stick with it. He went, because I told him, he'd asked what I was up to, and I said I was writing some sitcom pilots.
Mm.
And he said, you and I should write a sitcom pilot together. And we would have a great time. We could write one about a mermaid. He said, oh, you would make... Oh, excuse me, I just wanted to quickly ask. What's this guy, this sweet guy?
It's so,
Bamboo Shoe. Bamboo Shoe. Really lovely, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Yeah, he said... You would make a lovely mermaid.
Oh,
which sounds so dodgy, right? And then he went, and I could be your special friend.
What's the...
And I was like, oh, this is sounding dodgy. And then wait, and then he went, and the whole thing could be about trans activism.
Okay.
And I fell in love with him. And I was like, oh, you really took me on a journey there in three sentences. Took me on a real journey. Yeah,
it was
so sleazy. And then it was like,
coaster.
Oh, now it's creepy sleazy. Oh, and now you're a motherfucking legend.
Best.
Stone cold motherfucking legend.
You're the absolute best.
Yeah.
In seconds. That was a roller coaster.
Sorry, it was an emotional.
In
that was,
as
that
well.
Was as emotionally intense as the Mouldy Scone story, if I ever heard one. I need to give you an exciting warning about the tuna sushi.
Yes.
Because that orange stuff around the side is really hot chili.
Hot. Oh my God, are you trying to get me to eat? Get me to eat it? Basically?
But not in any rush.
Okay.
I want you to eat it when you want to eat it.
I'm going
to
have some
This is
more
fucking
of these
filling, isn't it?
Sweet noodles.
Yeah, sweet noodles.
You asked if I had any, ate anything.
Oh yeah.
Wacky.
Particularly memorable.
What did I have? I like all Japanese food.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. But I did. I was given something that looked like a white tongue.
Okay.
In Japan, that got lodged in my throat
for
quite a while.
Do you still not know what it was to this day?
No, I've asked my Japanese friend. That's Eureka. She didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what this white tongue was or why I was given it. Probably just a sock, and I just ate it. And I was like, choking. But it was lodged in my throat.
I love it. It turns out that you've accidentally eaten the sort of hot flannel that was there to give your mouth a wash between courses.
Mmm. Ooh, yeah, just lovely salty. My taste buds. My tea taste buds.
This bit's really got jammed in my throat. Oh, right. Sorry about the white tongue.
That's all right.
The white, whatever that was.
Yeah, mysterious. What else did I have? I went to the fish market at 6 in the morning. That was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was cool. There was like fish and octopus tried grabbing me, and I've had two animals try grabbing me with their arms and nearly getting their own arm ripped off before.
What?
First was a meerkat grab my handbag when I was walking past it.
And you nearly ripped its arm off?
Yeah. It's tiny little human arm.
You'd rather de-limb an octopus or a meerkat than lose your handbag. Was it in a zoo?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I must have been about 16. Strutted past it, and it tried grabbing it with its little
cheeky little meerkat hand.
And then I felt a little like resistance, like smack, and I was like, shit, it smacked into the
fuck.
But it's fine, its arm didn't get ripped off, it was fine. But the octopus did exactly the same thing.
Was it in a watery tank?
It was in like a bucket or like a barrel thing.
Oh god,
that really scared me because I was like, what the hell? And yeah, it's quite an intense place. I think it might have shut down now, the Tokyo Fish Market, so...
Right.
You can't go to it, guys.
Okay.
But,
well, I don't know if I want to if there's an octopus in a barrel there.
Yeah, I was a bit sad by that.
Yeah.
But they're all going to... I mean, they're all going to be killed, aren't they? En masse.
Is that the plan?
I don't know.
I hope not. Have you seen that documentary?
Well, where they all get killed en masse.
No!
What is it?
What? It's called
See,
My Friend the Octopus or something.
Oh, no, they're really smart.
Makes best, yeah. They're cleverer than you and me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have done... He was probably trying to ask for help, and I was just like, get off. Like,
get
the
off.
Fuck?
Yeah, it probably was, can I come and live with you?
It's desperately trying to tell me something.
Yanked its tentacle off.
Please, you're going to be offered a white tongue. Do not accept it. That's what it's trying to tell me.
Yeah.
I was
do
just
not
like,
accept
mate,
the white tongue.
Get off me.
It's my friend Peter.
Get off. But that... I don't like the thought of things dying, do you know what I mean? Sound like I was going to go into something really like
really
smart
profound,
and, like, profound but it stopped.
Gorgeous.
That's it.
you've covered in that story so many of the questions I'd normally ask.
A meerkat thing. And yeah.
Have you ever accidentally eaten anything that's not food?
Yeah.
Yeah. A yeah. sock or a flannel or whatever that white thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was food, who knows?
Mm.
Yeah.
Ran out of question.
Yeah, that's it. We have to go home now. We actually have to leave this food and leave. No.
Oh.
I've got loads more questions,
you got loads.
I'm afraid.
Is
there anything that you eat in a particularly ritualistic way? I've got a feeling you're going to have a few of these.
Mm.
Is there anything that you're like, no, you've got to eat it like this?
Oh, yeah, but it's quite... Kinder Bueno.
Okay, here we go.
Might get a bit
here we go.
Erotic.
Yeah.
Because there's little... they're in little bricks, aren't they?
There's nothing more erotic than summer gag. It might get a bit erotic.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
It's just so funny. Here we go. Oh, it's
erotic.
Like, it's like the Olive Epiphany all over again.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
This might get a bit erotic. Hello? Hello?
Bite the bottom off the Kinder Bueno, right?
Right, so how much? The chocolate or the wafer
the
as well?
Wafer. Bite that wafer off.
Right.
Flip it over.
Turn it upside, so you've got trough.
Yeah, and then here's the bit, that's the erotic bit.
Yeah.
Lick that stuff out. Oh, God.
Lick the lick. Whole oblong. Eat the whole...
Lick the cream out.
It's sections, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were going to say
two or three
sexual,
sections,
isn't it?
Are there two or three troughs?
Yeah.
Two, I can't remember.
Lick that trough.
That's worse. That is worse.
Lick that trough.
Yeah.
Don't do it in front of people. Cause
oh, really? It has to be a private act?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a one. It's a one-on-one.
I do have a thing of, I like taking apart stuff to eat it properly.
Just chocolate or all sorts of things?
I think it's mainly chocolate.
Yeah.
Because
there's some things that when they're taken apart, I feel sad. Like if a dumpling, like our gyoza, if that falls apart...
I probably won't have that.
Well, I'm annoyed. It's not how it's meant to be devoured. But then I worry that, you know, lots of chocolate bar manufacturers would say the same thing. Well, that you're not meant to fucking pick a booster part into 18 different
why
elements.
Why not?
Get fucked, you know.
If they're going to make a trough for something, it's going to be licked.
By you.
By me. Yeah.
Got it. Never visit a farm.
Listeners.
Never visit a farm. Have you ever visited a farm?
Yeah.
Good.
Grew up on them.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that bit.
Well, no, that's a lie. Didn't have a farm.
Right.
But there's farms around.
Right, so you grew up in the countryside.
I'm from the countryside, that's what I was just
me
like.
Me too.
Yeah. Did you ever walk to a farm to get some fertilised eggs to put under a chicken that you'd rescued from a battery farm?
Did you?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
When I was, it's one of my favourite childhood memories.
You got some fertilised eggs. Did you steal them or ask for them?
I asked.
Yeah.
And I was well cute. I must have been about 10 or 11.
Oh.
But I used to go and bid on chickens at Brigg Market.
What?
Like little bantam ones to
keep
as a pet. Or, one of them, or we got some from like a battery, like ex-battery farm. Got them all fluffy and stuff. And then one of them started getting broody. And my mum was like, oh, you can just pop to a farm and ask for some eggs. Some fertilised eggs.
And they'll sit
under.
On any old bird's eggs?
Yeah.
And they didn't, and did she?
Yeah.
And so did the eggs make?
They all hatched. Yeah, it was really
what?
Like the best thing ever.
And then you had chicks.
Yeah, so cute. And they were all like...
Whoa.
So I literally walked like about 3 miles just to a random farm. And then was like, can I have some fertilised eggs, please? And he was like, yeah. So he gave me a big mixture, so all different types. Took them home.
What was he planning to do with them? Keep the girls, bin the boys?
Not sure.
Mm.
He had, well, I think I'd walked so far because I knew he had some fancy chickens and I was like, well, I'm going to stick, I want some fancy chicks.
Wow.
So I bring them back. She's sitting on eggs that are useless eggs that are going to explode because that happens as well.
What?
If a chicken keeps sitting on eggs and there's nothing in them,
yeah,
they will explode. Just a warning to
them. And then they just have a mucky bum.
Yeah, and they're also devastated because they're like,
no.
What the fuck? just been soundings, but so
oh, no.
Quickly got them, got pecked to shit, obviously.
Yeah.
Got them out.
Got pecked to shit.
Whacked them in.
I got pecked to shit up there.
It's a tough childhood. Pecked to shit. Still got the scars. Yeah, and then they hatched. They hatched, and they were all different kinds. There was a frazzle. There was some kind of chicken.
What's
called
a frazzle?
It's like curly
like
hair.
Were yeah. they named after the bacony crisp?
They could be.
Yeah.
They could be.
Wow.
There's a wave to its feathers. That was a cute one called Dobby. And then their mum just must have been like, what the fuck? Like some of her babies were like twice the size of her when they grew up and stuff. But it's lovely childhood memory in between all the mouldy scones and the watermelon.
That's amazing.
A fracking machine accidentally fracks through a cursed bit of the Earth's core.
Oh, no.
Which means that we all get a terrible curse of the mutterworm, which means we all have to stop and do that worm dance every time anyone in a screened piece of fiction mutters.
Oh,
at
no.
first, it's funny, but eventually we all start being wiped out from worming ambulance drivers and other vital people being too busy worming to keep us from harm. And also, I don't know if you've ever seen a sad person worming involuntarily anyway, but it's actually one of the worst things you can ever imagine.
Yeah, that's bad.
The curse has agreed to vanish, but only if you, and with it does have to be you, Poppy, agree to do that Squid Game thing and win, even though you don't speak any Korean at all and you're blindfolded for the whole thing. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're a hero.
Yeah.
You go down in history as the woman who saved us all from oblivion via worming.
Yeah.
Like compulsive, forced, involuntary worm apocalypse. So your reward is that place in history, really. But your reward in the moment is the feast of your dreams. It's a fantasy feast, and it's the opposite of a last meal in the sense that you couldn't be happier because of the adulation and success, and you couldn't be hungrier because actually all of that Squid Gaming was exhausting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen Squid Game, they don't give you enough to eat in it on purpose to make you angry.
To make you hungry.
So you are starving. Nothing's off the table here. I don't give a fuck about consequences, ethics, fuck health. I don't care if it's even possible. In that situation where you're so happy and so hungry, what would you eat? What would you drink? And if there's a who, with, and where, you're allowed a who, with, and where as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had a crab once in Whitby that was really nice. Could we bring that back?
Yeah. Bring that back. Because it's a fantasy. Anything that had to die for us to eat it, I'm assuming I'm there. Anything that had to die for you to eat it can then come back to life even happier.
Yeah. Oh, God. So it will be reincarnated.
I'd love that as an option. I've never offered that as part of the fantasy before, but
yeah,
it feels
good,
like a good thing to do today.
Yeah. So there's the crab.
Yeah.
That's doing its
Whitby
own thing.
Crab. She's
there. Yeah, is that who I'm eating with?
No. No, you don't have to. That would be awful. She comes back to life happier than ever, but has to watch you eat her. In another form. No.
Okay, she's there.
She's just there.
Happier than ever. I'm not going to eat her.
Great.
She's fine. Okay. Yeah. Let me have a think. So, okay, anyone can be there.
Yeah.
What about, who do I like?
Could have Giles Brandreth's mermaid if you
want.
Yeah. Don't have to.
No, I could eat the mermaid. Can you do that? You said ethics.
Yeah, there's no ethics.
Just fucking, eat the mermaid.
Eat the mermaid.
Let me have a proper think. Hold on a minute. What, I don't know who I like as a person. I'm trying to think.
To have there?
Yeah.
I love it that we've moved on so fast from the food. You're just having that crab. It's a podcast about eating, Poppy.
I just want that crab.
Just having one crab.
I just want to...
Sharing it. You're having a crab and a mermaid to eat, and we've moved on. I really don't feel like you've thought about what the food's going to taste like.
Just eating a crab in a warehouse or something. It's my... So, hold a minute. I just got to really think who I like. Best friend Linda, I've heard there.
Yeah, she'll come.
But then I feel like I should take, proper advantage. I kind of like... You know when you get a chocolate sphere and then you pour stuff on the top of it and it comes apart and stuff like that?
Get one of them then.
Have one of them. Maybe the crab can be inside.
Okay.
Yeah. No, maybe not. Take it out.
You do you, babe. Yeah, it's your fantasy.
I don't think
I'm even coming.
Yeah, you're there.
If I wear a mask that makes me look a bit more like Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
Linda mask on. You
Linda
can be
mask
there.
On. I'll be there. Sorry.
The crab. Oh, what about my chickens? But I'm not eating them. They're just there.
No, just watching.
Yeah. They get their. They get some troughs. Oh, I know. Massive Kinder
no,
Bueno troughs.
Okay, that's massive, the, like a triple, like a mega size.
It's like a skip.
But you still have to eat it just with your face.
Yeah.
Yes.
My hands are tied behind my back.
You get like a hairnet.
I'm still in
squid. Or like a bald cap, so that your head's like a swimming hat, so your hair's completely out of the way, because we're not having a hairy trifle moment again.
We're
not having a hairy trough.
Yeah. Oh, hairy trough. Oh, dear.
Grow up. And then, and then it's just face in, and you've got to try and eat it like a...
Yeah.
Any animal without a postman.
Yeah.
You just gotta lick it.
I'm nude, I'm just in the
nude.
Cap. Yeah, because I don't want to get any.
No, fair enough.
So, okay, you got the. It's like a big skip, right?
Yeah.
Like that you tip rubbish in, but it's the size of that. You push the wafer off the top,
nice.
And then I just get right in there.
Yeah, swimming it.
Eating it. There's the crab and all my chickens there. Everyone's cheering me on. You're cheering me on.
I'm cheering.
Yeah. I think that's it.
I think you smashed it.
Is that the best that anyone's come up with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that true? Well done.
What a stone cold motherfucking legend Poppy is. She has got a brand new web series coming out on the 5th of January, actually called Poppy. Everything she touches turns funny, and this will be no exception. Get it down your eyes come January. It's worth making a reminder note alarm in your electronic and paper diaries immediately. 5th of January, web series Poppy. She's also got a really brilliant podcast. Poppy Hilstead has entered the chat, keeps getting nominated for big swanky awards, and she is at Poppy Hilstead on Instagram and Twitter. PoppyHillstead. Come and see me live doing stand-up. I'd love that. I'm working up new material at my own new material night in Camden, North London. It's called Honer's Club. There's two dates left this year, 22nd and 29th, both the last two Mondays in November. I'd absolutely love to have you there. It's only £6. It always sells out, so I get a squirrel along. I'm worried by the time you hear this, the 22nd might be sold out. Who knows? Kiri Pritchard-McLean is coming down. Darren Harriott. It could be sold out. Who knows? Come to the 29th if it is sold out. That's just me and the amazing Sarah Barron, both doing full previews. Everything interesting that Poppy and I mentioned is linked to in the podcast notes. And that's also where you will find links to her social media, my social media, at The Hoovering Pod. Follow us. Follow the podcast. I'm at Jessica Fostercue. Follow me. Follow the podcast and follow me. Don't follow everyone. Follow Poppy. Thank you for listening. Tell other people about the podcast. I love you for it when you do it. Tweet me if you want, or email me. If you want to email me, you can do that through my website. It's also where there's links to see me live. JessicaFosterQ.com. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.